Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, it's been quite a while that you have been teaching us the importance of being organized when it comes to a child and how do we develop those features within him. Because when we teach our child to be disciplined, to be organized, to be good enough, the parents also are less irritated with them. So, Professor, you were helping us. How do we do that?
Yes, we mentioned a few things before in the previous session, and we said that we need to be, for example, taking care of the words that we use, the feelings, how we express them. And we also need to take care of the fact that, as we said also, we have been saying all the time, we need to praise them for when they do good things, when they carry out things in a casual way also. It's not something a very good, something very important they've done. No, if they have been respectful to you, or they have been respectful, they have been helping you in the household chores, thank them, praise them, reward them. So yeah, that is important to bring about a change in their behavior and to establish that good behavior in them.
True.
Then again, it's the way we, you know, how we teach our children things is not necessarily, it should not always be directly, in a manner that you say, oh, this is wrong, this is good. No, you use how the Quranic way. The Quranic way is, the Quran talks to us through historical stories.
Yeah.
And talks about different prophets.
Even the word structures that are being used in the Holy Book of Quran are very poetic. They are very like, yes, they have those rhymes.
So we can employ stories. I mean, you can, instead of talking to, trying to tell your children that this is good, this is bad, you talk to them in the, by relating to them the stories of good people, the stories, the narrations, and the various, from the book, from the Quran, or even other books also. And instead of pointing to them directly, you show them examples of goodness, you show them examples of noble deeds, which have been manifested in the various characters and personalities over the centuries. And then the children, you can talk to him later, discuss the story, talk to him about it, what he has learned from it, what are the points which he is going to take home from this story, and how is he going to, you know, learn from these stories. So this is a very important way, a strategy, a tactic to be able to teach your children good manners.
Yeah.
And then, as is also important that we mentioned before, maybe if a child is not taught manners at home,
yeah,
he will go out and be ill-mannered, and people will start
making judgments about you.
You, of course. So you need to practice good deeds in the house.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to make your child learn what has to be, how he has to deal with people in society, how he has to be polite, how he has to be firm, how he has to be able to say no, how he has to help others, how he has to take decisions in times of stress and difficult situations, taking proper decisions. For example, if there's an emergency outside, how he has to cope with that.
Yeah.
These have to be taught about and learned in this at home.
Okay.
So that is very
important. So home is the first school of learning things. Well, we'll discuss more with you, Professor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We have Professor Salman Akavi with us, and we are discussing how to make our child organized, and Professor is helping us with very, very beautiful points. Yes, Professor.
And again, one of the points that we have always been mentioning that we need to, you know, we should not belittle our child. We should not make him feel bad about himself. That is important. The way how we talk to him, how we, you know, treat him, that is important. And then if we want him to do something, we should not be using words which show our force. We say you forcefully doing things is not appropriate at all. It is not advisable that you ask your child and you order him and command him to do things all the time. No, you can very politely ask him to do something. Please, would you do that for me? Would you do me a favor? Instead of saying, oh, do
ordering.
This for me, or do the, ordering him and commanding him. It's not you're not in the army, is it? You're not going to be, you're not the commander in an army. It's you and your child. You're as a parent. Yes. You have the rights over him. He is expected to follow you. He's expected to do as he is commanded by you. But that relationship of a commander in the army is not that. It's just only based on discipline and not on love.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily based on love. But your relationship with your child is based on love and respect. And that is because... and that is why we need to, you know, when we ask him to do something, we need to be polite in asking. So he learns to be polite also. And then, of course...
So one of the important behaviors that parents have to correct here, that even if they want something, for example, I need my phone from the desk and I tell my child, hey, go and get my phone. I could use better words, or I could use a better way. I could simply use please. Can you please?
Yes.
Give me, and it has a huge impact on that. Yeah.
He shouldn't feel that he's a servant in the house.
Okay.
Even though with servants also we need to be, you know, polite.
True.
But then sometimes you see that your child is making a mistake. Now, you need. Should you correct him in the middle of that mistake, or should you leave it out for some other time? Sometimes it is important to stop your child doing that wrong, carrying out that mistake immediately, because if he continues to do that, it would, of course, lead him to a difficult situation. So sometimes you need to correct him and make him rectify that mistake in the midst of it.
Okay.
But sometimes no. You can leave it for some other time also, and can say, okay, you don't tell him off immediately. You leave it for another occasion. But still, it is important for you to realize and to be able to discern and to be able to distinguish between what is important at the time. For example, he's using abusive words, then he should be stopped using that at the very moment that
yeah.
he does it, because it shouldn't continue.
Yeah. So what is important over here is that the way you use your sentences, the way you are polite with them, and the way you order things or you actually request things. You're saying that it's better parents request rather than ordering. Your child should not feel like he's a servant in the house. And also, you got to be very kind in each and every sense. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Akhawi with us in the studio, and Professor is helping us understand how we can make our child be more organized. Yes, Professor.
Yes, so we need to teach them good manners. We need to be able to inculcate in them not only the behavior they do carry out, even the feelings which should be there within them,
yeah.
They should be there. They should also be developed. For example, we should teach our children not to speak, to cut a person who's talking. Not to interrupt, exactly. Some elder person, or even of the same age, they're talking to each other. One of the problems which all of us face, that we need to interrupt the other person. We want to, cut off what he's saying
We want our words to be listened.
So that comes from a feeling of maybe arrogance or self-centeredness or narcissism.
Yeah.
We feel that what we have to say is better than what he's saying.
Yeah.
We think whatever the other person is saying is wrong and whatever I know is correct. So we want to...
Or is of more importance.
Yeah, so we need to interrupt that person. No, we need to teach ourselves and our children not to interrupt people, whether of the same age or of elderly people, especially elders. But still, the important thing is, by doing so, we need to make them realize that, yes, even if you're correct, even if what you think, what you say, what you think is correct...
Yeah.
Even then, you should respect the other person. You should have respect for what he is saying. You should allow him to complete what he says.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we are not, even as elders, we're not doing that. We're always interrupting others. We need to stop him doing that. The moment he stops doing that, that will also make him control himself and make him realize that, no, maybe the other person is also saying something important. Maybe that is what he's saying is correct. So now that is important, that we need to be able to listen. As we said before, also could be not only good speakers, we need to be good listeners.
Good listeners.
So we need to listen to whatever the other person is saying. Let him complete what he's saying. Then you offer your opinion. Then, again, one of the important things is to be able to be patient.
Okay.
Patience, teaching patience in the face of difficult situations. Even, for example, a person is facing a difficult situation, you need to provide him that confidence and that strength to cope up with that situation, to be able to bear that difficult situation, to be able to realize that he needs to be strong.
Yeah.
Even if he has faced a problem, if he is in a difficult situation, he needs to take strength from his inside spirituality and his connection with God Almighty, and to be able to depend upon God and to face that situation in a very strong, patient manner. And then, of course, that's one thing. Or maybe in his relationships with others, he's able to, bear the behavior of the other person. The other person is abusive, the other person is not good-mannered, but you need to teach your child to not to, reply and to react
Immediately. At least think before you give a reaction. So what is important over here is that you got to be a good listener yourself. You're not authorized to just be hearing to them, but giving them a good ear means listening to them by heart, not interrupting in the middle of the things, and relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the difficult situations, and not showing reactions very immediately at the very, very instantly, basically.
Basically, when the other person is even making something wrong, something wrong, even then you should be patient.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Professor, for helping us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.